Simon Ayin Ches, Sif Aleph. Hoya Kairi was in the middle of Kairi, Shema Be'Israel, Me'a Glam Shaitan Al Be'akot, and he started urine dripping on his legs. Pa'isig Atche Yichla Mayim, he has to stop Kairi until he stops urinating. V'choyd L'Kiris, and he could continue reading Kairi Shema, which brings that one can be lenient even if there's some moisture on his legs still. Afilim Nofa B'Godov, even if it fell on his garments, V'yishvim Tefechem Naslat Be'ach, they're wet enough that if somebody touches the wet garment, his hand will get so wet that it'll wet something else. Kivin Shem Mechusim B'Bigdoi, since L'Maisa, all this area is covered with his B'Godov, then it is permitted. V'yishvim Noflu Me'aglayim Ba'aretz, they fell down onto the floor, Mach Me'em Dalet Amos, then he has to be Machik for Amos from them. Oy Kashir, she's borrowed a Simon Pei-Beis, Oy Mamtim Ashi Yevulo Bekarka, or other simonim that it dries up to the point that it won't get something else wet enough to wet a third thing, or he waits till it gets absorbed into the ground. The kitzur, if the urine is covered up or absorbed, then it's not a problem, but if it's not covered up, then there is a problem. It says the Mechaber, Vafilu Shor Kintei Likmer Eskulot, now it says a Chiddush, that even though it took enough time to say the entire Kriya Shema until he finished urinating, still ain't tzarich lafzer el mokum shepasak. It's enough to go back to the place that he took the break for. Even though we learned before that if a person went to the bathroom and shor kintei likmer eskulot, he was there long enough to say the whole Kriya Shema has to start over again. That's only by excrement, which is more stringent, but by urine, we're more lenient. V'yeshayim, says the Rambam, that he paskins that if the break was long enough to say the entire Kriya Shema, then one does have to say it over again. The amount of time it takes to say Kriya Shema, you go going to the one who is saying the Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that even though the Ramah paskins that if a person was involved in urinating, it took him the amount of time to say the entire Kriya Shema, then he has to start all over again. But in Tefillah, if that happened and it started dripping in the middle of Tefillah, and he's waiting for the water to dry out, get absorbed, whatever else it is, even though it took such a long period of time, one does not have to say over Shemoneh Esrei, he should just continue from where he stopped.